Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. Amid the American offensive for normalization and surrender, another recurring visit by U.S. envoy Ortegas to Lebanon. In light of the American offensive against Lebanon and the region with the normalization and surrender project and the efforts of the Trump administration and its team to bring more Muslim rulers into the Abraham Accords, comes the visit of U.S. envoy Morgan Ortegas to Lebanon and the usurping Zionist entity, packed with pressure, threats, and political security and economic conditions imposed on Lebanon. This visit coincided with the visit of the Secretary General of the Arab League and the Director of Egyptian Intelligence, seemingly serving the same purpose. Previously, U.S. Envoy Tom Barrack expressed his administration's threats and perceptions of Lebanon and the region on his X platform. Quote, should Beirut continue to hesitate, Israel may act unilaterally and the consequences would be grave. To complete the picture, as Barrack described it in the same statement, yet the next two vital pieces of this architecture of peace remain incomplete, he said, referring to Damascus and Beirut. In response to such visits, statements, and other actions, we say the following. First, the interventions of America and its allies in Muslim lands serve the interests of America and the Zionist entity. Not our interests, especially since America is the primary supporter of the Zionist entity in politics, economics, finance, arms, and media, openly and blatantly. Second, the envoy's visit is not a neutral one, as some might imagine. Rather, it comes within the context of a clear American policy in the region that supports the Zionist entity and contributes to its military and political empowerment. What the American envoy is presenting is nothing but an imposition of hegemony, a perpetuation of subservience, and a diminution of sovereignty. It is a form of surrender and submission to the Zionists, and this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids for the people of Islam. Third, accepting these dictates and signing any agreements that perpetuate foreign mandate is a betrayal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muslim Ummah, and all those who fought or sacrificed to expel this usurping entity from Lebanon and Palestine. Fourth, dealing with the Zionist entity is considered a crime by the vast majority of Lebanese people, both Muslims and non-Muslims, not only according to Islamic law, but also under the secular man-made law which the Lebanese authorities follow and indeed under international humanitarian law in general. This is especially true after the criminal entity committed genocide in Gaza, a crime it has not and will not hesitate to repeat in Lebanon and other Muslim lands. Fifth, the American campaign and aggression against the region will not succeed. America will not succeed in its endeavors to reshape the region as it desires. While it may have its own project for the region, based on colonialism, plundering people, misleading Muslims, and even leading them astray from their deen by calling them to the Abrahamic faith, Muslims in turn have their own project promised to be dominant by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the project of the second Khilafah, Caliphate on the method of prophethood. This project is very close, Allah willing, and it is this project that will redraw the map of the region. And indeed the entire world once again, fulfilling the Prophet's prophecy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ زَوَلِيَ الْأَرْضِ فَرَأَيْتُ مَشَارِقَهَا وَمَغَارِبَهَا وَإِنَّ أُمَّتِي سَيَبْلُغُ مُلْكُهَا مَا زُوِيَ لِي مِنْهَا Allah gathered together the earth for me, and I saw its eastern and western parts. My people will attain to rule over it so far as it was gathered together for me. Narrated by Muslim. The Jewish entity will be destroyed, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam foretold the glad tiding in his hadith, لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ حَتَّى يُقَاتِلُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ الْيَهُودِ فَيَقْتُلُهُمُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ The last hour will not come before the Muslims fight the Jews and the Muslims kill them. Agreed upon. In conclusion, Hizb Tahrir, Wilayah of Lebanon, continues to adopt a policy of repelling America's campaign and its attack on Lebanon and the region through normalization and surrender, and nothing will deter it from this. We warn the Lebanese authorities against proceeding on the path of normalization and surrender. We call on them to seek protection from their people to confront this and not to manipulate the matter under the pretext of borders, reconstruction, or the influence of the international system. وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah's will always prevails, but most people do not know. Yusuf 21, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Lebanon.